Today is the last day for thousands of customers of a financial services company called Household International to claim their share of a nearly $500 million settlement. Law enforcement officials from all 50 states were involved. The settlement compensates home loan customers who, officials say, were victimized by the company's unfair lending practices. Critics say those practices amount to predatory lending. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
There's no formal definition of predatory lending, but generally it involves taking advantage of low-income borrowers, tacking unnecessary fees onto loans, or engaging in deceptive marketing practices. Tom Methvin is an Alabama attorney who's represented thousands of plaintiffs in predatory lending cases. He says in the instance of Household International, one of the largest providers of home loans to low-income individuals, it also involves sky-high interest rates for thousands of the company's customers.
What happened is this group were entered into a nationwide scheme to take advantage of some of the most vulnerable people in our society, the financially unsophisticated, the poor, and the illiterate. And what they were doing was telling folks that if you'll pay these points, you'll be buying down the interest rate, and the interest rate will be cheaper. The truth of the matter is that was not what was happening, that you were paying the points, but the interest rate was not coming down at all.
Points are fees added to loans, generally 1% of the total loan amount. It's alleged individuals with loans through Household were paying multiple points, totaling thousands of dollars, on top of, in some cases, double-digit interest rates. Household International and its subsidiary, Beneficial Finance, apologized to its customers and agreed to pay out $484 million to settle the charges. However, Methvin doesn't like the terms of the settlement because he says most customers will see only pennies on the dollar, and he's told his clients not to take part.
I have advised them not to opt into that settlement. Instead, we're going to handle their cases on an individual basis because I believe that if a jury anywhere in the country can ever see exactly what this crowd did to them and how it was a nationwide scheme, I think that a jury will come back with a very substantial verdict.
Household International, for its part, denies it broke any laws. However, the company has reformed its lending practices. That includes putting caps on certain fees and shortening prepayment periods for some of its loans. Mark Friedlander is a spokesman with the company.
Implementing this settlement was a very complex task, as we had to work closely with the attorneys generals and the regulators from all 50 states and the District of Columbia. We have taken many aggressive steps to continuously improve our consumer lending practices to the point where our standards now lead the industry.
And while there are some critics of the agreement, others say the Household settlement will be good for consumers. Lisa Donner is the spokesperson for ACORN, a consumer activist group that deals with housing issues. She calls it an important first step toward reining in abusive lending practices.
We think that the settlement really was a significant victory. Of course, it's not enough, but it's much more than there would have been without such a settlement. Most borrowers would never have seen anything.
Officials administering the settlement fund say at last check, slightly more than half of those eligible to receive money had applied. It's still not clear how many claimants are waiting until the last minute. Customers included under the settlement took out loans with Household between January of 1999 and September of 2002 and were notified back in August of their eligibility. Most can expect to receive checks ranging from several hundred dollars to several thousand dollars, depending on the type of loan or loans they had with the company. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.